This is News Talk.
Hello, and welcome to TY Takeover on News Talk. I'm Alana.
I'm Hannah. And over the next hour, we will be talking about
the pressures of sports from the sidelines,
the dangers of gambling,
and discussing copyright and sampling in the music industry.
We will be interviewing many exciting and interesting guests.
So stick around to find out more.
Hi, I'm Charlotte. First up today, we'll be discussing the pressure coming from sidelines in sport. In a few minutes' time, we'll be talking to a few people, as well as sharing our own experiences. But first, let's hear from the people of Dublin on what they have to say about this.
I have stood on the sidelines of my nieces and nephews and definitely heard negative stuff at the referee, but also at some of the other children, which is, yeah. And some of the matches have been, the referee has just said, right, match over. Yeah.
What's your opinion on silent sidelines, so where the parents aren't allowed in or they're not allowed to speak?
I think they should be allowed in, but I think they need to behave, because it's not only for the sport, it's actually demonstrating how adults behave, and that's just not how adults should behave. That they should be role models for all children, not just their own.
I play soccer and I snowboard.
I play Australian football back home, but here I'm learning to play Gaelic football. I think growing up I also played soccer, and sometimes parents can get maybe a little bit too involved talking about soccer mums.
Not really. I don't think I played at that all that serious of a level, yeah. So it feels like parents were all more just in support of kids having fun.
I think it definitely impacts my game. I think a lot of sport's very psychological, and if you know your game, you know, if someone says something negative, it does really impact your game. And looking back home, like the Matildas, which are our Australian soccer team, like there was quite a bit of negativity, lots of positivity, which is amazing, but there was a bit of negative backlash as well, and I can imagine that would have been really hard for the girls.
Now we're joined by Rachel and Abby to talk about their experiences. Have you ever seen anything that's made you pause for thought?
There's been a few times where parents have like stormed onto the court and said things or started talking back to refs or players. There's another time where I saw a chair being thrown and hit someone.
Yeah, I saw the same thing at an underage match. You know, like, it's unacceptable because these people are supposed to be role models for the younger players.
Rachel, has it ever put you off from wanting to play basketball?
Yeah, I mean, like, if there's any negativity at any of my matches, like, that could affect my whole weekend or even my whole week. Like, it's something that I think about a lot.
Abby, what about yourself?
To be honest, not really. If I do have a bad match from negativity or anything, I'd usually kind of just go to sleep that night and then try to move on and forget about it by the next day, or even by the time I get home, especially if it's an away match. I'd have it forgotten by the time I get home.
Well, look, we carried out a survey to see what other people had to say.
Yeah, that's right. About 100 people got back to us, and so 53% of people said that they've had a negative comment directed towards them during a sports match, and that's just 53% of people who said just towards them, not even seen it. 86% of people said that they've seen someone say something negative at a match. And another thing to add to this is that 18% of people that filled out this survey also don't play sports, so they probably haven't even been to that many sports matches.
Rachel, what do you make of these findings?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, considering a lot of the people who answered this survey as well are underage, and that's not really great to be going on at underage matches.
Okay, well, let's listen to two other basketball players about their experiences.
I'm joined now by Owen Murray, who captains the under-17s Temple Oak basketball team here in Dublin. Have you ever had anything negative, like, shouted at you while playing from the sidelines?
No, I haven't.
No?
It's a really close-knit community in basketball. There's no newcomers that would even try shed abuse, because it wouldn't be tolerated. It'd be nipped in the bud by fans, and even referees would step in to stop it, because that's just not what we are as a community.
Yeah. And then if there is bad comments between players or from the sidelines at the players, would the ref step in, or would he just...
Yeah, definitely. The ref wouldn't have any of it. We as players wouldn't have any of it. The game would be stopped, and that fan would either be told how to act or be removed, because we don't tolerate it.
You're probably familiar with the defense chant. Would that affect your game if you're on offense? Would you like maybe get a bit more likely to foul, more angry, more nervous, or would it just make you play better to bring them wrong?
We hear defense chants in games that are close and competitive, especially in the likes of finals or a game that decides the league. So it would kind of throw a player off at the very start. You'd get a bit shell-shocked. Oh my God, look, the crowd's going crazy. But as we settle into the game, we kind of tune it out, and it's just a little bit of background noise. You kind of focus on your teammates, focus on the game at hand.
If, like, let's say you shoot and you score, and everyone cheers your name, people you don't even know would cheer your name, would that make you a bit more nervous to, like, oh, everyone here knows
what my name and all.
It's a little bit of, oh my God, what's going on here? But it doesn't happen often. Yeah. It would be a little bit of a shock to the system, but once again, we do have to just tune it out and get back to the game.
Do you think maybe the noise has gotten worse in the last few years, or do you think it's just the same as it always has been?
I wouldn't say worse. The league is getting more popular and the fan base is growing. So the noise and the number of people at games is definitely increasing. But with that brings more noise in a positive effect, cheering for both teams, giving the game a better atmosphere, which is better for the game as a whole.
And then just as your last question before I let you go, what would you say is like the most stressful part of playing a match or just basketball in general?
Honestly, the warm-up before the game.
Warm-up?
Yeah, when you're building up and I get quite stressed, I'd be worrying about everybody else. And
like staring at the other team as they warm up.
A little bit, yeah. Sizing them up, seeing what they're going to be like. I get nervous and be worried about the other team, but then ball goes up to start the game and it's all gone.
Owen, thanks so much. I'm going to hand it over to Rachel.
Thanks, Abby. Now I'm joined by Irish player Anya O'Connor.
So my first question is just, what sports do you play and what teams do you play for?
Okay, so I play basketball. I play at Super League level for my basketball club called the Fee Celtics. And I play on the Irish Senior Women's National Team as well.
Cool. So what is the most stressful or pressurised part of like playing a basketball match?
For me, I would think it's in a close game. When the pressure's on, the crowd is loud, you want to make the right decisions, and you don't want to let your teammates down when you're involved in a team sport.
Cool. So do you prefer a large or a smaller crowd? Like, is one more pressurised than the other?
I think it depends whether you're the home or away crowd. When you're playing at home and you have the energy from the crowd behind you, it's hugely beneficial. But when you're away and they have a really loud crowd, a really loud arena, obviously the home team there get the advantage. But in general, I would definitely prefer to play in a loud gym than a quiet one.
Does the support you get from the crowd at matches motivate you, or does it distract you?
I think for the most part it can be motivating. You can feed from their energy, it gets you going. Like if you have a good score and the crowd are behind you, it spurs you on defense. Obviously there can be parts when like the crowd go quiet and it goes against you and you really like need that energy. But for the most part, a loud crowd can be really, really beneficial.
Has anyone from the sideline ever shouted at you or a teammate saying something negative during a game?
Yeah. And I think that's something that with experience you learn to block out. I know my first few years in Super League, I used to hear it a lot and you would take it to heart, and like even like someone saying, oh, she's terrible or she can't shoot, you start to doubt yourself. But then when you get that bit older, sometimes you kind of laugh at it when you make a shot and you're hearing negativity from the sideline. But once you can, like, you know, you put the prep work in yourself, you know, like your team supports you, that your coach is your back, it's a lot easier to tune out the negativity from the sidelines.
Which match that you've played in has had the biggest crowd, would you say?
We played, for the Irish team, we played against Czech Republic at home 2 years ago. And it was just after COVID, so we were still used to only having maybe 20 to 40 people in the gym, and we played in the arena. It was our first game back at that standard, and the atmosphere in the arena was brilliant. It was so loud, and even though we were losing, like if we got stopped, the crowd is behind us, and like you kind of forgot the scoreboard, you kept playing on because the energy was just brilliant. It was sold out in Hotella.
I know you also coach or have coached, and I was wondering, from both a player and then a coach point of view, what are your opinions on silent sidelines for underage matches, specifically like, you know, under 11, under 12?
Oh, look, I think it's great. Like, the excitement at an under 11 and 12 game when someone scores, it's brilliant. Like, the encouragement, like a little kid gets a smile on their face when they score and they hear everyone cheering from them. And I would hate to think that would be gone just to take, like, because there are some people that can't control what they would say on a sideline. So for me, I would hate to have a silent sideline just because, you know, you feed from the crowd. You know yourself, like, when something goes well and people cheer you on, it's brilliant. But, I would think in basketball we don't have as much negativity as maybe in other sports. So I think it's great to have that support. It just obviously there's, especially at underage levels, people need to know like that it is kids playing sport and it's all for fun. So it should all be positive.
How do you feel about the supporters questioning the referee's decisions?
In the heat of the moment, I know people can get carried away, but for the most part, you kind of just have to remove yourself. Most referees are doing their best. They might miss a call. Like, I know in the heat of the moment I can get annoyed, but you just have to check yourself and be like, look, getting on a referee's back is never going to help you out. And like most referees are volunteers or they're getting paid a little bit. So no, there's no place for like heckling refs on the sidelines or like trying to get on their back or bully them.
And the refs are trying to get it right themselves, so it can be stressful for them too. So I know you've been playing international matches lately. Like, could you describe for me like what your week would consist of in preparation for these games?
Yeah, so actually I can give you this week as an example. So we play France at home on Sunday. So on Monday and Tuesday we had shooting sessions with the coach. So they weren't that hectic. It was just getting up as much shots as possible in maybe like an hour and a half block. And then yesterday at Wednesday we had a shooting session, and then we all came back to the hotel, we checked in, and then we would have had like a team meeting just to set out our goals through the week, had lunch together, then we would have come back and started to put in our sets. So between Wednesday and Saturday, we'll have two training sessions on court today. We'll be doing our video analysis, like watching France, watching what their strengths are, maybe where we could find a few gaps in their thing. So yeah, we'll do a lot of video on court stuff, like team bonding, working together. We do on court sessions, so we're working on our defense, on our offense, on our transition, on fast breaks, and then just little shooting sessions. And then towards like Saturday and Sunday, like the sessions will become a lot lighter. It'll just kind of be walkthroughs to make sure everyone's sharp. And then on Sunday morning of the game, you just have a light shoot around to make sure everyone's feeling good. You go back to the hotel, have your lunch, go over like a final scout, making sure we all know what our focus and priorities are for the week. And then game time Sunday.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Like, it sounds like a nice week to lead up to the match and to prepare you. So playing for Ireland, would you say there are added pressures compared to playing for club?
Look, there definitely are. Like, the games are live on TV. There's media around during the week. There's cameras at training. There is. Like, and it's a huge honour to play for your country, and you always want to do as best as possible. But for me, like, I love my club. Like, I've always played for Liffey Celtics. Like, so for me, like, within the Super League with Liffey Celtics, we're performing really well, and seeing younger kids coming through the club and getting step up super level, like, that's just as important for me. So yeah, there's huge pressures at the Irish team, but like I put such a value on the club league as well.
Yeah, and how would the media and the photographs and the videos coming up to the matches make you feel? Like, do you enjoy that element or does it make you stressed?
Look, some of it's funny. Some of them are enjoyable. Basketball, I've put on a few media training courses for us over the last couple of years. You get used to it. I'm sure the first time that the video cameras were at training, I was probably like, you know, I don't want to shoot the ball in case I miss and that gets caught on camera. But no, you get used to it quickly and then you adjust and go from there.
Yeah, that's so cool. I definitely find that so exciting. So my last question for you is, so representing your country is huge in my opinion, and I feel that you're an inspiration to young female sports players in Ireland. Like, do you feel any pressure with people thinking that way about you?
Not really. You kind of forget about it until sometimes you see, like, you know, you look out and you see little kids in the crowd, or when you're at training and there's people watching you, whether it's, you know, like younger players playing up on your team, that like you have to hold yourself accountable. But like, because I know when I was younger, I always looked up to the older girls and were like, what way do they do things and how do they hold themselves? So I wouldn't say it's so much pressure in terms of how you perform, but just to make sure that like you're holding yourself the right way, because bad body language, like speaking in the wrong tone, like questioning referees, all that stuff, what the younger girls see, like they'll copy. And if they know like it's not acceptable to do this and this isn't how we show, like, hold ourselves, then they won't do it. But if they start to see, like, you know, we've shown up late for training or like questioning the coach, they take that on as well. But like, that's not acceptable at any level. So when the older girls and the more mature girls do it the right way, then people follow suit and say that's just the way it's done.
It's great that, like, you know, the Irish team are aware of this, because